General Manager of the Grey Cup Champs, Ed Hervey, joins us again. Ed, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing good. It's been an interesting one. I know you talked about how, you know, we haven't seen, there's still a lot of free agents out there. We saw a few of the big-name guys get signed, and, you know, it seems some players were just testing the waters to see if maybe, you know, there would be another team willing to pay them more than what their existing team decided on. And, you know, John White admitted that. We had him on the show earlier that he said, I was just a little curious but ultimately wanted to stay in Edmonton. Ed, have you been close to any other signings thus far?
I mean, as far as our own guys?
Yeah, we'll start with your own guys.
Well, you know, Aaron Grimes is the one where we have an understanding as to his timeline, so it's not going to be something that's going to be, you know, the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It's going to be time. But, you know, we feel when the time is right and when Aaron is ready, you know, we'll be competitive and we'll be ready to, you know, make our move and go from there. The communications between the ball club and Aaron is are well.
Okay. Now, that's because he's looking for potential NFL suitors, correct?
Right. Aaron wants an opportunity to give the NFL a shot, you know, which you can't fault him for. He's worked out for several NFL teams. It hasn't come to fruition yet for him, but you know, he's still hopeful that something will come, and he's willing to wait it out. He understands and knows his place in the CFL, especially with our ball club. And I think he knows, you know, where he'd like to play. If given the opportunity, you know, he wants to play in the NFL like most young players do. And if someone gave him an opportunity, he'd like to take advantage of that. And you'd have some players out there who, you know, who would have get a futures contract from the NFL, and they won't take it. You know, they're apprehensive about taking the opportunity and running with it. Whereas my conversations with Aaron and our conversations with him over prior to free agency and last season, is that if that opportunity presented itself, that he would, in fact, take it. So I'm not surprised at this stage where we're at, and there's no panic from our organization, from where I sit.
What about Otha Foster and Donnie O?
No, Otha Foster, is signed with the Riders.
Okay, did they announce that yet? Okay, yeah, it just came out. Okay, my apologies. On when we were on air. I didn't see it. Well, there you go. That was one of my predictions earlier. Thought he was going there. Donnie O, are you in conversations? Do you think he'll return, or are you pretty happy with Steele and Alexander?
No, I think, we're going to give Donnie O the opportunity to go out there and see, and you know, we're quite pleased with the guys that we have. I mean, it's nothing against Donnie. We really like Donnie. We thought Donnie had done an excellent job with us coming back from injury. His work that he's done here, you know, in helping us secure our, you know, first Grey Cup in 10 seasons will always be remembered. But I believe that, you know, at this stage right now, you know, everyone is looking to go out there and see what their true market value is and want to cash in. And as I've stated several times, you know, we can't, you know, everyone can't be the highest paid at their position, and if they are, we can't be the team that makes every position the highest paid. So it's just part of the deal.
So if you look at free agency now, Ed, and Otha Foster's gone, Grimes is a maybe, depending on what happens with the NFL and, you know, you guys negotiating with them. Is it safe to say that you'd like to add another secondary guy in free agency if possible?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. I mean, we feel like there's opportunities for someone, a younger player that we have in-house, or someone that, you know, we may find out there in scout to give an opportunity to. The difference between us and some other teams, you know, we're building our core around the guys that have given us commitments. And as I was explaining earlier today, majority of the guys who have left, with the exception of probably Shamad, maybe, you know, there were a lot of guys that were on minimum contracts, you know, first entry-level contracts. So the expectation was that they were going to go out and try to maximize those deals. And by them doing so, of course, the opportunities were going to be elsewhere. You can't go from a CFL entry level contract and then go to, you know, six figures plus and keeping the entire roster together. It's not the way it works in the CFL. So every team has to prioritize their roster how they see fit. And knowing that there was one team that had pretty much, you know, gotten rid of everyone off of the roster, and then there was another team that was going to go out there and be aggressive in the free agent market. You'd expect that, and the teams with a lot of money during free agency are usually the teams that are, you know, seen as winners in free agency and seen as the, the big splash makers in free agency. But and that's good for them and good for those players going. But there was no way in the world that, you know, with the cap that we have, that we were going to be able to keep every player on the roster together. And, you know, I wasn't going to move Mike Riley to keep those guys. We weren't going to move Darius Bowman to keep certain guys. You know, you have to make a decision and you live with it. And we're quite happy with the roster that we have going into 2016 and heading into the draft. And we'll scout during the offseason and we'll fill the roster. And we'll be prepared to play in 2016. But, you know, we're not making, you know, overall, you know, wholesale changes. And the only way we could have been prepared for this free agency, like everyone else, is if we would have basically gutted our team and then basically had a pot of money and waited to build a team based on free agency, which is something that we were not in a position to do or needed to do.
Ed Hervey, general manager of the Edmonton Eskimos, joins us. Ed, Kenny Stafford, who led your team in receiving touchdowns last year, obviously you've got a very good 1-2 punch in Darrell Walker and Adarius Bowman. Would you like more depth? Because Kendall Lawrence at times played receiver. Do you need more depth at the American, international, whatever it's called now, in the CFL? Or is that something you think you're just going to get by bringing in guys who weren't here? Or do you think you need another number three who has some CFL experience?
No, I think we'll all options are on the table, but again, as I stated earlier, you know, Kenny was another one who, you know, we traded for his contract and his ability. Obviously, when, you know, I made the trade with Montreal and Jim, it was primarily, you know, moving big number, a high end contract for the minimum contract that was basically expiring. And Kenny showed well and showed everything he had, and that we're happy for him. But, you know, the expectation, we could not meet the compensation expectation. So, yes, we are going to look to fill that role, you know, whether it be with someone that we scout or we look across the league and see someone that fits that role. Yeah, we'll give it a shot. But we're looking at free agency, but I'm not, you know, as I said, I'm not going to put our team in a situation where, you know, we overspend for that position, because I want to maintain a war chest for Aaron when the time comes. So, I mean, if it ends up being that we have to be young in some places, we will do that. And there's no need to panic and feel like, you know, we've lost, you know, guys. A lot of guys were, you know, going to the NFL from our roster. We had guys who were looking to, you know, cash in, and, you know, that's part of football and part of free agency, especially the free agency that has been created in the last couple of years with the one-year contracts and different things. There was going to be many players available for teams to select from, and this is the end result.
Ed Hervey, general manager of the Eskimos, joins us. Ed, Dion Lacy was dynamic for your team the last few years on special teams, and late in the season when given an opportunity on defense, made an impression. Do you see him as somebody who can replace Dexter McCoyle?
I mean, Dion is a very good athlete, very physical player, very fast. He's versatile to be able to play linebacker. He's played some rush in for us at times. You know, Dexter also was a hell of a player for us, but we feel that the time is now for Dion to be placed at one position and see what he can do and go out there. We believe he has the physical abilities to play it and play it at a high level. His comfort level in the CFL, he understands the CFL, and we expect that, you know, he would be able to fill in and play well at that spot.
And looking at your team now, and you know, you've lost a few players to the NFL, a few to free agency. Which depth guys that you have in the organization do you feel are ready to emerge that maybe fans, you know, don't have a lot of knowledge about?
I mean, again, you know, we talked about Deion Lacy, you know, being a guy that we feel is ready to, you know, to step in and play. Obviously, we have some young guys, you know, Deion Ballou and Casey Rogers, who are some defensive backs that have been with the organization throughout the entire season, who have learned the CFL game, that we think that will be able to go out there and compete. But to point out a guy and say that he's ready to step up and play and be an impact guy, and you know, we're going to leave it all on the field for them to play. But you know, when you look at our team as a whole, and you know, I think I've kind of looked at it, you know, our roster in and out over the last several days, and looking at the back end, starting at the back end. I mean, with John Ojo returning, and if we're able to get Aaron back, you know, we have to fill the dime spot where Olsa vacated. We have Kaushi Muamba back there still, and we have Marcel Young, and we still have Pat Watkins. So, you know, one, we lost a player back there on the back end, and we've lost a Will linebacker in Dexter. And we've lost some depth guys in Willie Jefferson. But, you know, our front is still Marcus Howard and Odell and Armando and Eddie Steele, and JC's there in the middle. You know, we're not hurting on defense to the point to where you look and say, oh my goodness, there's a panic. We still have our core guys there. Some young guys have to step up, whether it's a guy that no one's ever heard of or someone that that's played in the league that we feel can fill the role, you know, fill the role. But I say this, always remember that all of these players, at one time, no one ever heard of them.
Yeah,
it is up to them to make a name for themselves, and that's what the CFL and the platform is for them to come out and do so.
Ed Hervey joins us, and you know, it's about an opportunity, and then of course the player has to make the most of that opportunity. Ed, it's amazing that you look at entering this season now compared to even 2 years ago. The biggest difference, I think, is the strength of your offensive line. And how it's not a question mark heading into the season. If anything, there's a lot of competition, because I'm guessing you think your two young draft picks from last year might be ready to push for starting jobs this year.
Well, I think we were able to establish depth at those positions. We're going to have a healthy Simeon Rotier this year. Sorensen has done a great job for us. Having Matt O'Donnell come in late in the year and knowing he's going to be there from the start, you know, makes us strong. And you know, Christopher Greaves, who we obtained from Winnipeg in a trade, you know, it allowed us to not have to address any needs at the offensive line in free agency, because we know that, hey, that can be quite expensive if there was one available. And it also gives us some flexibility in the draft, knowing that, you know, we can pick the best player on the board, and given that we will be selecting last in the first round, you know, we have some flexibility there. I mean, in the offensive line, you know, that's, you have to protect your quarterback first. You build your team inside out, as we've always stated around here, and you want to make certain that, you know, if you're going to invest your finances, invest it in protecting your quarterback and being able to control the line of scrimmage. And I think, you know, because of our offensive line depth and where we are, is partially the reason why we weren't overly active in you know, free agency and going out there and spending, you know, all kinds of cash. And you know, I wasn't willing to sacrifice members of our offensive line or in other positions to, you know, to cannonball into free agency, so to speak. You know, I just wanted to make certain that we didn't, you know, disrupt the chemistry of the core group that we have, and also knowing, you know, who was leaving and understanding that they were going to leave. And that was why I made the comment that we weren't going to be overly active. And, you know, I don't feel that we should feel like we had massive losses when those players were going to leave anyway.
I was going to ask you, Ed, was there anybody like Aaron Grimes? I think if he ends up signing somewhere else, that would be the one where he said, wow, we really wanted him and that was disappointing. Was there anybody else that's currently signed elsewhere that you made you thought was a really good offer and maybe were surprised they left?
No, I mean, not necessarily surprised. I think I stated earlier today in my scrum that of all the one of the people that left, you know, Shamar Chambers, you know, we couldn't make him the highest paid in his position. There was no way we were going to do it. I was quite surprised he went to Saskatchewan for other reasons, but due to our relationship, the relationship that I have with, you know, Shamar and going through the draft process and, you know, trying to make sure that, you know, just mentoring him here while he was here. Not that I was surprised that he left because of the compensation. That was the one where, you know, I just, you know, I've grown fond of Shamar and, you know, I want the best for him. And but, you know, it is the business and he has to, you know, go out and see what other places are like. But, you know, I mean, he signed a one-year deal there and, you know, I mean, the future, you never know what could happen in the future.
And looking forward now, I guess, is it tryout camps or the draft or a combination of both? What's the big one for you? And how late is the draft going to be this year?
Well, the draft will be, I believe it's the first week of May. I think it's the, you know, I don't want to quote a date, 9th or 10th, somewhere in there.
Okay.
And as far as I'm concerned, I mean, we'll be on the road, workout camps, and you know, we have our, you know, regional camp here in March. We have the combine, but you know, we're going to be aggressively working out guys out there in the States, and you know, doing our normal routine on how we go to seek and locate players. We'll have our mini camp in late April sometime, and we'll continue our process. I mean, it's a grind for all teams. You know, building depth is our main mission when we go out there and look to search for players. And when we're done with that process, it's up to the coaches and the players to come in and gel and then go out there and compete and give our team the best opportunity it can to compete for 2016's version of the Grey Cup. And I think that's where we're at. And you know, and we're not panicking here at all, and we're not you know, dwelling on, you know, who left and who's not here. We're very much doing our business as we have always done it, and we'll continue to do so.
Ed, well, if you guys continue to do what you've done the last few years of picking up guys like Ojo McCoyle and Darrell Walker, players who most Eskimo fans hadn't heard a lot about before they came here and turned into instant all-stars, then your team will likely be able to replace those guys rather easily. I appreciate your time on a busy day. Thanks.
No problem. Thanks for having me on, Jay.